Hello, writers. Well, you may have noticed that this is not the day I usually do an update, and that is because my last week's update was lost in the death of my computer. I had just done my update on Saturday. I was already running late because I have been frazzled getting ready for NCTE, the National Council of Teachers of English Conference, where I'm traveling to tomorrow. And on Saturday, my computer just died, wouldn't boot up, nothing. And my husband, who's very tech savvy, worked for hours and hours trying to research the problem, you know, removing the hard drive, hooking it up to other things to see if anything could be restored. And long story short, it is gone, dead. We took it to Best Buy, Geek Squad, just to kind of confirm that. And yes, they agreed with pretty much everything that had been done and with the prognosis. So I should be maybe a paid spokesperson, because I will say thank goodness for Carbonite. It is a paid backup subscription service that we use. It's, I don't know, $70 or $80 a year. And each time it comes up and we pay it, it's like, oh gosh, that's a lot of money. However, when my husband was going through Carbonite files, excuse me, on his laptop, and I was looking at it on my phone, I could see what files were there and stuff. And I mean, when I thought certain things weren't backed up, I was literally in tears, because if I had not been backing up my files, I would have lost, well, I guess I literally would have lost certain projects and years worth of writing, ongoing projects that have not, you know, been purchased yet. And so on the downside, everything is taking longer. I'm very inefficient and I'm kind of freaking out because tomorrow I fly to Houston for this conference where I've got several presentations to make and I'm a hot mess. On the plus side, my husband, thank goodness, was able to download my critical files, the backups from Carbonite, and install them on an old laptop of mine. And so I have a laptop to work on. It has my basic, most crucial files. And so while we look into replacing my laptop, I do have something to work on. So everything is, you know, a little clunky and it's slower and it's frustrating not being able to find things where I'm used to them being or not having the bookmarks that I'm used to having. But still, I'm lucky that I at least have my files and lucky that I have a spouse who is good with all that stuff. The other thing I'm grateful for is that I had done most of the prep for my two sessions, you know, over the past several weeks and months. I know a lot of people leave those things to kind of right before the conference, and some people just work better that way, and that's totally, you know, that's totally valid. However, if I had done that, I would be just really screwed, because there's no way I could gather together like the photos I needed to find and old papers I needed to reference and emails that I looked at, all the stuff that went into creating my little short, like 10-minute parts of the sessions. There'd be no way I could get it all together in a cohesive and engaging way if I hadn't already done two of them. And the third one I had done a lot of prep work for, and all I really had left to do was figure out what I was going to say, because that one isn't going to involve technology. There won't be a PowerPoint or anything for that one. So, writer friends, I hope you have some kind of backup system and that you are constantly backing up your work, because I wouldn't wish this on anyone, even with the backup files. And I know I've had writer friends who have lost everything when a computer died. So please don't let that be you. On the happy side, a few notes. I usually take notes all week long. to update you on where different projects are at, but of course I lost all that and I can't remember it all. So a quick update of this past week. I received my first author copy of Lion of the Sky, which is my haiku collection, my riddleku collection that's coming out in spring. So I got my first hardbound version as well as some extra F and G's that Lerner sent me. So F and G's are folded and gathered, and they are what the publisher often sends out to review journals for them to review. So novels get ARCs, Advanced Reader Copies, ARCs, and picture books generally get F and G's, folded and gathered. And so they're kind of these loose pages. Sometimes they staple them together to make them, be a little more easily handleable. Other times they're just kind of loose. But they sometimes give these out at big conferences if the printed versions, the hardcover versions, aren't available yet. And they send them to the review journals, 6 or 8 months before the publication date. So that's exciting. And I am trying to get my act together for NCTE. And what is going on at NCTE is I'm meeting one editor for breakfast along with a couple of other writers. I am taking part in two presentations. One is called Poetry in the Wild, all about poetry activities that you don't do sitting at a desk. And the other one is about innovative nonfiction, and it is about using different formats and structures for nonfiction books to engage readers. So both of those are panels where there are a couple authors or illustrators and a couple of educators. And so each person will get, maybe 10 minutes to speak, and then there will be kind of a Q&A at the end. I'm also doing the Build Your Stack for Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle. And that is, so that's the book I've been calling Equations when I've updated about it. And that one is where two teacher friends and I are going to share ways that teachers could use this specific book in their classroom. So I'm kind of nervous about that because that one is all about my book. The other ones are me sharing things that I think will be helpful for teachers, and this one I hope will be helpful for teachers too, but it feels so much more focused on here's why you should buy this book, which is, that's very hard to me. I'm also doing signings for all three of my books. So for Lion of the Sky and Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle, there will be signings of the hardcover book. And for In the Middle of the Night, which is my poetry collection coming out with Boyd's Mills Press, Word Song, that one I will be signing F and G's. So they just have F and G's. They don't have the hardcover book in hand yet. And at the Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle signing, they only have 30 copies of it. And printed copies to give away. And so they did this kind of lottery or giveaway thing where they did an email about it through NCTE and educators could enter. And so 30 people's names were drawn and they have to come to the booth, at the right signing time to get a signed copy. And then anybody who doesn't show up, those copies will be given away to, whichever educators are there. In addition to the 30 copies, they also printed out this beautiful mini poster. Misha Archer did the art for that book. And there's a spread that I just love. In fact, I used it on my business card that I made recently. And it says, you plus the world equals ? And the art just has these two kids leaning over on rocks and they're looking in this stream. And it's just this beautiful reflective spread, and they made a poster of it. And so they're going to be giving that away to whoever wants one, and I'll be signing those. I just realized that on my flight, one thing I want to do is come up with short things I will put on each book or poster that I'm going to sign. I always try to come up with some little short phrase I can write that is something besides my name. So for instance, for Lion of the Sky, Haiku for All Seasons, I might write something like, every season is poetry season, and then sign my name, or something like that. Often it's about, you know, poetry or reading or the larger theme of the book. So I need to do that. And I'm also going to be at a luncheon where I will sit at a table. It's the Children's Book Award luncheon, and every table has an author at it, or sometimes two. And everybody who's seated at the table with the author gets a free copy of their book. So the publisher says, yes, we'll sponsor Laura Purdy Salas, so we're going to give you 10 free copies of her book. So the people at my table will get Lion of the Sky in hardcover, and then they will get an F&G of In the Middle of the Night, because Lerner had already arranged to do this for me, which they've done several times and is lovely. And then the person at Boyd's Mills Press /WordSong approached me about doing it as well. And so I said, well, I'm already attending and I already have a table. And so I checked with Lerner, was it okay if Boyd's Mills Press got in on the act? And they were fine with that. So the people at my table will get double freebies, which is lovely. And I'm supposed to also be meeting up with one other editor of a forthcoming book, not a book that has already been published or is coming out next year. And we're trying to nail down dates. I think that is everything. Well, I'm going on Wednesday because Thursday all day I will be writing with a friend of mine who we are working on a poetry collaboration. Oh, and one other thing is Charles Bridge is having a drinks event just for their authors who are going to be there doing signings. So it'll just be, you know, the Charles Bridge marketing people who are there and those of us authors who are there or illustrators who are there doing signings. I hope to go to the Children's Literature Assembly breakfast just as a guest on Sunday morning, but I couldn't register for it online, so it will depend if there are any tickets left when I check in and get my badge. I'll have to see if I can buy a ticket then. Okay, I think that's everything. So you can see it's been a crazy week, and it's going to be a super crazy busy rest of this week, but hopefully it will all go well. I will catch up with you after that, and I hope your week is going technologically better than mine has been. Happy writing!